The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D. Surgery to correct kyphoscoliosis, a combination of two types of abnormal curvature of the spine, allows the successful delivery of Spinraza or nusinersen into the spinal canal of children with spinal muscular atrophy, type 1, a case series study shows. However, post-surgery complications occurred in all four described cases, with each child, who ranged in age from 3 to 7, subsequently needing additional spinal surgeries. A 5-year-old patient required 6 revision surgeries over 5 months. These findings highlight the feasibility of kyphoscoliosis surgery in this patient subgroup, according to researchers, who note that these types of interventions are increasingly needed due to the prolonged survival of children with SMA, given the availability of recent disease-modifying treatments. Given the risk of surgical and post-surgery complications and prolonged recovery, physicians should discuss thoroughly the risks and benefits of such procedures with each patient's parents or caretakers before a decision is made, the researchers said. The study, a case series of pediatric patients with spinal muscular atrophy type 1 undergoing scoliosis correction surgery, was published in the journal Anesthesia Reports. Scoliosis, an abnormal and progressive sideways curvature of the spine, in which the spine forms an S-shape when viewed from behind, is a common health problem faced by SMA patients, especially those with more severe disease types, such as types 1 and 2. Other abnormal curvatures may also occur, such as lordosis, an excessive inward bend of the spine, and kyphosis, an outward curve, sometimes called hunchback. Kyphoscoliosis, the type treated here, is a combination of scoliosis and kyphosis. Each of these spinal curvatures, which can affect movement and breathing, are caused by SMA-associated weakness in the muscles of the back that support the spine's position. Treatment options range from more conservative methods, such as wearing braces and assistive devices, to more invasive strategies, such as surgery. The aim in surgery is to lessen the spinal curvature and prevent it from worsening, rather than just treating the symptoms. The approval of Spinraza as the first disease-modifying therapy for SMA has significantly improved the life expectancy of children with severe type 1 disease, who previously did not usually survive past age 2. Spinraza was approved in 2016 in the U.S. and 2017 in Europe. With increased survival, children with type 1 are now experiencing symptoms and complications not previously seen in this group of patients, including kyphoscoliosis, a combination of two types of abnormal spine curvature. Now, researchers at Children's Health Ireland at Temple Street in Dublin described the cases of 4 children with SMA type 1 who underwent kyphoscoliosis correction surgery at their hospital between July 2020 and June 2021. The surgery involved the placement of growing rods to the top and bottom of the spine, with screws or hooks to force the spine to remain straight. These rods can be further lengthened with subsequent surgeries as the child grows. Given that this type of surgery changes the patient's anatomy and may challenge spinal injections, rod positioning was carefully planned to facilitate ongoing Spinraza treatment, which is administered directly into the spinal canal 3 times a year. The children were ages 3, 4, 5, and 7, and all needed non-invasive ventilatory support at night. Each of the children had been hospitalized in the prior year due to respiratory problems. The youngest child experienced difficulties in mechanical ventilation during surgery, but these were successfully resolved with suctioning of respiratory secretions. No other surgical or postoperative respiratory complications were reported. The patients each were followed in the pediatric intensive care unit for 1 to 2 days after surgery and discharged home after about a week. The range was 6 to 11 days. All had post-surgery complications that required additional surgical interventions. In total, the 4 children underwent 15 spinal surgeries, ranging from 2 to 6 procedures over several months. These complications included cerebrospinal fluid leak, metal frame exposure, pain, spinal instability, rod penetration into the spinal canal, poor wound healing, and wound infection. The cerebrospinal fluid is the fluid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord. Poor bone health was detected in one child during the first revision surgery and an investigation into possible osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weaker and more fragile, is ongoing. This child required multiple revision surgeries as the rods kept slipping off the bone anchoring sites. There is increasing evidence that patients with SMA have underlying abnormal bone density, the researchers wrote, adding that nutritional deficiencies and reduced muscle mass commonly seen in these patients also may contribute to bone problems. Hormonal analysis should be considered before surgery if there is any concern for gradual loss of bone density, the team noted. After surgery, all children underwent successful Spinraza injection with an image-guided method called fluoroscopy. These findings highlight the feasibility and potential complications of kyphoscoliosis correction surgery in children with SMA type 1, the researchers noted. With the risk of a prolonged recovery, surgical and anesthetic complications, a detailed discussion regarding risks and benefits must be had with the guardian before undertaking such procedures, the researchers wrote.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. While reading Ari Anderson's most recent article, Preparing for Surgery, I searched for a new mantra. Not only could I relate to having kidney stones, I don't wish them on anyone, but also the aversion to hospitals. I really did enjoy hearing how he mentally prepares, though, by finding a mantra that suits his situation. Here's his article. I like the saying, it's always darkest before the dawn, but I think it's overused. We should come up with other phrases that mean the same thing so that the idea doesn't become too cliché. People can pick whatever words they prefer, based on their own situation. All that matters is the original meaning remains intact so that folks can hang on when things get tough. I've written before about how I've always viewed myself as a fighter, partly because of the boxing gloves I was given when I was younger. Those gloves are now symbolic. When life hands me a blow, I know I need to fight back to survive. Sometimes a single hard punch can feel like several. The same is true for problems in our lives. This is because a big problem can be multifaceted, and one must approach it from multiple angles. I was dealt a multi-angular blow around Thanksgiving last year, when I was told I need surgery for the first time in almost 30 years. I already had been taking a beating since last summer from extreme pain in my lower left side that was so severe it drove me crazy. All I could do was focus on the pain and on breathing. It barely went away, but then returned with a vengeance, forcing me to get a CT scan. After studying the results, my urologist said that my right kidney is chock full of kidney stones. Another fairly large stone in my other kidney also caused it to swell up. This, in turn, was causing most of the pain and agony on my left side. Fun times, right? The urologist was fairly certain I could pass the stone on my left side on my own. To my relief, that's exactly what I did a couple days later, releasing me from my prison of pain. Yet although I may have been out of prison, I wasn't entirely free from my shackles. I still had the kidney stones in my right kidney. There wasn't going to be an easy fix for that. The punch in the gut was that I needed a surgery called percutaneous nephrolithotomy. With this procedure, doctors plan to blast the kidney stones into dust through a small opening in my back. And while this may seem like a video game, it's not to me. I have several things to consider, including punch number one. It's an overnight surgery. I have been extremely blessed to avoid hospitals since 2006. Not many people with SMA can say that. What makes it scary for me is that being hospitalized has been such a rarity. Punch number two. I'll have to lie on my stomach during surgery. I haven't been in this position in at least 25 years. Before my surgery, my nurses and physical therapist will need to figure out the best way to flip me over without stressing my breathing. Punch number three. No date for the surgery has been set yet. partly because of Omicron. While I'm not currently in any immediate danger, if the problem continues, I'll risk losing a kidney, which is reason enough for alarm. Hopefully, I'll have a date soon, likely around April. All of these blows bring me back to how I want to update the phrase I mentioned at the start of the column. I want to use one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite shows, Rocky IV. In the movie, Rocky says, "Going in one more round when you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life." This line helps me have faith that better things await me on the other side of surgery. Fellow SMA columnist Sherry Toe quoted a similar line from a different show, "Don't quit before the miracle happens." What quirky phrase will you use to get to a better place after battle? Please share in the comments below. I think you picked a great quote, Ari. I hope it helps you get through this battle. We wish you the best with your upcoming surgery. What mantras do you use to psych yourselves up for difficult situations? Either leave it below on his article or head to the forums where we're discussing it at smanewstoday.com/forums. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.